Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. It took officials from Pelican Bay State Prison about 7 hours to recapture an escaped inmate on Monday afternoon. 44-year-old Los Angeles native Tori DiGilliaramo, serving a 4-year sentence for burglary, managed to walk away from the minimum security unit at Pelican Bay. Search teams from the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office, Crescent City Police, and the prison, along with a helicopter unit, scoured the area and found DiGilliaramo hiding in brush near Lake Earl, and he was taken into custody without incident. Officials from the Six Rivers National Forest will host a public safety meeting tomorrow at their offices in the Bayshore Mall. The public workshop will focus on fire safety on forest lands and introduce their statewide fire safety campaign, One Less Spark. For more information, contact the Six Rivers National Forest office. The Board of Supervisors met today, and outside of the consent calendar, two agenda items were up for discussion revolving around the state's prison realignment plan and the impending implementation of the Federal Affordable Care Act. The board approved a request from the County Department of Health to transfer $3 million in funding from a protective services subaccount to a behavioral sciences subaccount to meet the needs of those looking for mental health services in 2014. The approval of the transfer means that mental health services can meet state and federal mandates regarding patients seeking mental health care. The board also approved a request from the Public Policy Polling Institute and the State Bureau of County Corrections to have Humboldt County participate in a study on the effects of prison realignment on public safety. The county will incur no costs in participating in the survey, which will study impacts on incarceration rates, recidivism among convicted criminals, the impact of corrections officers and police, and how counties are dealing with the fallout from Assembly Bill 109. Public Policy Polling wants to construct a comprehensive study in counties statewide, and the supervisors have given the okay to Humboldt County's participation. In local crime news, the Rio Del Police Department arrested 48-year-old Myers Flat resident Gordon Nichols for assaulting his neighbor with a piece of firewood and knocking the victim's pregnant wife to the ground. Nichols was booked into jail on one count of assault with a deadly weapon. The sheriff's office has identified 39-year-old Von Keener, 28-year-old Tristina Roberts, and 32-year-old Darlene Vanderpool as suspects in connection with an armed robbery and assault in Lolita last week. Deputies are also working on identifying a fourth suspect, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And in other news, the Eureka Police Department responded to a traffic collision in the 500 block of 2nd Street yesterday, in which 51-year-old Eureka resident Jeffrey White lost control of his vehicle due to an undiagnosed medical issue. His car crashed into a vacant building. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's wildfire season in California, and dry brush, a lack of precipitation, and hot weather are prime ingredients for a wildfire that runs through communities or puts the lives of firefighters at risk. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods commented on the deaths of 19 smoke jumpers battling a blaze in Arizona and notes the dangerous conditions firefighters find themselves in while on the fire line.
But it just, again, highlights the danger and the unpredictability of when you combine all these different components, be it the dry vegetation, be it the terrain, the weather, the wind, and you just can't predict where these fires are going to go.
Woods also commented on the position of an incident commander and the responsibility that commander has when sending fire crews to fight a wildfire.
It is extremely sobering to everyone involved, no matter if you're from that jurisdiction, no matter if you're from 500 miles away. It, again, brings to the forefront of the dangers that you're experiencing, and you go from 1 minute to you're not actively fighting fire, and something changes, the weather changes suddenly, and you're forced to make decisions that impact lives.
Woods went on to reiterate the importance of fire safety, both at home and in the forests, and how preparation can save lives and property. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.